Viter and Shasbir and blah blah stuff. Ein Gimel. Picking up in the top of the page by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. By the brand new Perek, actually. Mazdov, those who finish off the fourth Perek. And let's begin now the fifth Perek of Bava Basra. Unbelievable. Continuing on with what we talked about, you sell something, what comes along with the sale. And now we're going to talk about a Mocher Sesfina. Somebody goes and he sells a boat. It says Rashbam, we did it Stam. He didn't say exactly what's coming along with it. That what does come along with it? Mocher Sesfina, Mocher is a Toren. He sells also, comes along with it, the mast. V'es ha Nes, the sail. V'es ha Ogin, the anchor. Rashbam says that all these are going to explain the Gemara, but there you go. As kol haman higenosa, and everything that makes it drive. Aval, even though those things come along with it, stam, lomar chelos avadim, he didn't sell us avadim, says Rashbam, sheish lo labal esfinel an higa, to drive it, v'lishmar prakmatia shlo, and to guard his business stuff that's inside, you know, his merchandise, his merch that's inside. V'loas ha martzufin, and not the martzufin, these are sacks, says Rashbam, los es besochan, ha'antiki, the hainu prakmatia shel svina, the business stuff, you put it in these bags, in these containers. Could be first with Gemara and Ayin Zayin and Mabez. V'cho ha'ani na'ami, listen to Bechlal Hektish. He's also not including Hektish. Shem Hektish, that's fina, if you maktish it. The svina lo Hektish is Eilu, midalo ketani la bepirkin de la'el, v'hainu tam, v'cho ha'ani de chashiv, the chashivna, the pirkan de la'el, besa merchatz, besa bad, ve'ir, ve'sada, kulu, bikar koinin. They're all called, considered land. The cholhani, the chashiv, everything that's its own state of chashivas, lo noch, lo mocher, betelim ktsas agban, agaban, the legabe hektish. Umatana v'chaluka v'chalukas achin, avahani dahai pirka metaltlin. These are metaltlin. Loshna machar v'loshna matana v'hektish. Kulan shav mahanu de lo machar. They're all this equal that they're not sold. Shekshem shelo machar kemo kein lo hektish lo nasa. Just like not sold, they're not muktash and they're also not given over. Back into the Gemara, v'los antiki and not antiki, which is the actual cargo that you got over there. It was man shamar lo, but let's say the guy goes and he says to the seller, "Hiv chomash besocha, I'm selling you this boat and everything that's inside of it, hare kulin mechurin, and everything is sold." Says the Halakha Gemara, Toren is karya, Toren is the mast. V'chein u'omer, also says, the pasuk erez milvanon lakachu lasos Toren alayach. They took cedar from Lebanon, from Lebanon, to make a Toren on you. Says the Rashbam, Iskiria is mast. Shaporsan alav, Shaporsan alav is a vilon berosh asfina, that they put the vilon, the sail on it. And it says Rashbam, next one, Raya Ladover, Etorim Asisan Hainu Askaria, Shaskaria Me'eres, O Me'ilan Gavo, Osan Osa, because it's made from a cedar or from a very big tree, from a very tall tree. Nes Adra, we said Nes is a sail. V'chein Omer, it says in the pasuk, Sheish, it says Rishbam, Dahainu, Adra, Sh'asoi, Ipishtim, V'kanavos, Min Beged. It's made out of this type of material. And now the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Sheish Berikma Mimitzrayim Hayam Mifraseich Liyoslach Nes. Embroidered linen from Mitzrayim was your spread to be for you for a nes. Ogin, what is it? Ogin, Tani Reb Chia, he says, Elu Oginin Shalah. These are the anchors, says Rashbam, anchors, Shal Barzel, made out of iron. Mashlich Mamayim, Lahamin Asfin, Makamechad, to throw in the water to keep the boat in one place. Vechenu Omer, and also we have another pasuk which says, in Rus, Halahin Tisaberna Adasha Yigdalu, Halahin Teagena, Libilti Lios Leish. So, will you wait for them until they're grown? You hold yourself back from marrying because of them? And this is Rus who's talking to, this is Naomi who's trying to stop Rus and Orpah from coming along with her back to Tzitzel and saying, like, why would you even come with me? Even if I had more kids, if I had more sons, what are you going to wait? You're going to hold back and stay not married until they get old enough? So he says, this Rishbam, the igun, the masnisen, lashon ikavu. It's like holding back. Kedeksev, halahin te'agna, kemo te'asena, te'as, bleh, tis'akvu, me'ilinasing, hold back from getting married, labal, Alma Ugin Demasisan Egon, this is something which is going to hold back the thing from growing. That would be the anchor. Manhigin, what does it mean when it says Manhigin? The things that cause it to drive. Amar Rav Abba, Abba Elu HaMishotin Shalah. These are talking about the Mishotin, the Oris. It says, Rishpam Shkorin Raima, Shemoshotatin Behena Sasvina. It causes to go, you know, and to drive. B'chenu Omer, and also we have from the Pasuk, which says in Yecheskel, Alonim Mibashan Asu Mishotayich. From the oaks from Bashan, they made your oars. Rishpam says, B'sfina Ma'ari Be'yecheskel. And Yecheskel is talking about with a boat. B'chashiv Tashmish Esfina. And these are called Tashmish Shmina, right? These are the things that are they're going in and pulling along. V'boy Seim HaMehacha, you can learn from this, the following pasuk that says, V'yardu me'an yosehem kol tosim mashot, and from their boats will descend all who grasp in oar. Tanu Rabbanan, HaMochers HaSvina Mochers HaIskila, someone who goes in he sells a boat, he's also selling the Iskila, says Rishpam. That Kubish Sfina, Shaolenbo, Viloshon Yavanu, Bechem Pesha Benachananu, Verav Hai. He's also selling the gangplank, right, the thing that they walk out onto. Vesabor Hamayim Shabasocha, and the Bor Mayim, they had this water pit that was in the boat. You had to have water in order to survive. You know, you can't drink the salt water. So Rashbam says, No Sabo Mayim, I'm a Tukim. The fi shemeayam uluchim, the water, the ocean is salty. He also comes along with it is the bitzis. Bitzis is a small boat, says Rashbam. Mahim nesuni kitana that's tied to the boat to the bigger one. Because she wrote in la'alos yabosha when they want to go into the dry land. Nechnasam besochu kitana, the boat's a kitana. They go in a small one from the big one because the big one is not able to get too close to the shore. Mepneomka because it's because of the depth. So you have to have a smaller boat. Sumcha somer, a mocher, this is Sfina mocher, is a dugis. He also sells the dugis. What you see right now is actually the bitzis. Amar Rav says bitzis had a dugis. These are the same thing. So why would you call it something different? Rabbi Nassim Bavla, because he was from Bavel, and he only came to Eretz Yisrael afterwards. He says, Bab, Rabbi Nassim, he Bavel Allah, he came from Bavel. Havakari la butzis. So he called it a butzis over there. That was the word they used. That, which is what they did, the small boat. Because Ami Inchi, Butsiasa Demiashan, say these type of things from Meishan. It was a small river, the Meishan, says Rashbam. Meishan was Nahar Katan Vein Mahalchimbo. Ella Bisvinas Katanas. You can only go with these small boats. It was a Shabbos, I mean, Brekazorik, Hani Bites, Bitsaisa Demiashan. So that's what he called it. Sumchas the Bayer Tzisrael. He was from Eretz Yisrael. Kari Le Dugos. He called it Dugis. Kedachsev Acharischem Besfiro Besiros Duga. That and your offspring will be carried off in small Duga, in these small boats. It's called Dugas from Lashon of Dag because they would go fishing in these small boats. And this is talking about the Pasuk in Amos that they're going to go to Gullus in these type of boats very quickly and, you know, efficiently. Chalila, Rechman of the Sun. We're not going to see a whole lot of stories, actually 21 to be in particular. And we're talking about boats over here, so we bring in a lot of different stories about them. Says the Rashbam, before we go further, Amar Rabba, Ishtoi Li, Kohani, all these stories, Uvdi, the Kachashav, Mishum Marabu Masech Hashem, to say the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mehenu Diyah Matan Sechar, so Tzadikim, to tell us the reward that Tzadikim are going to get, Lassid Lavo, Olafarish Mekoros Amurim B'Sefer Yehov, or to explain to us Pesukim in Sefer Yehov, HaMedubarim B'Ofas Gedolim, B'Behemos V'Dagim Gedolim, Shekein Sichas Tamil Chachamim, Sicha Talmud. Whenever the Tamil Chacham speak, then we got to learn from it. This is in Sukkot Dav Chaf Aleph. So story number one, Amar Rabba, Yishtoi Li, Yishtoi Li, Amar Rabba, what are we talking about over here? Yishtoi Li Nuchusayama. Nuchusayama. Yishtoi Nuchusayama, those people that go down to the sea, they told me the following idea. Hi Gala Dimitva Lesfina. If there's going to be a boat, a wave that's going to make a boat sink, says Rashbam Shirot Zlatva. If you take a look, you'll see Mischazik Yitzusisa Denura Chivarta Bereshit. There's going to be a little white fire at the tip of it, says the Rashbam, the Shaholich Lefaneha. This Eish Levan, this white fire, O Malach Mazaki, who? It's this Mazik. Umachinan le ba'alvasa. But if you go and you hit it with a Rashbam, Rashbam says maklos kimo lo be'elu lo be'romach b'mesach Shabbos. If you go and you hit it with a stick, the chakak ale that's engraved on it, the following three things, then you'll be okay. It'll go away. Ekia she ekia, which is one of Hashem's names. Ka Hashem tzavakos. These three things. Amen amen sela. Then v'nayich. Then it will go away, and you're good to go. Menachem Zafo says, Rashbam, it'll calm down. Story number two. Amar Rabba, story number two, that the Ishtoyli Nechus HaYama, the people that went out to the sea, they told me, Bengala Legala Tlasmea Parsa, between waves there's 300 Parsa. That comes out to a very, very, a lot. That's a lot. Usually is a guzma. But says Rashbam, Mishum Da'amar B'samach V'Rama Legala Kala L'Chavre, because we're going to have this discussion between different waves. Therefore, Itzrich Lashmina D'Mishal Shmeo Parsi Shamina Kol Sachaveru. They had a conversation. So V'Ruma Degala Tlasmea Parsi, and the height of each one is 300 Parsa. Zim Nechadna Havaz Lina Baruch. One time we were going on the way, Udalina Gala, there was this wave that picked us up. Rashbam says, bigger than the sheer gavoy, shlichu lamayla derakia, brought us up to the heavens. Inami, habla derakia, nafish ad mahalach karuv lechamesh mil shana, shish min arakia ad laretz. It was a huge, huge wave. Ad chazinin be marbate de kochva zuta, until we were so close that we actually saw the smallest star. We came close to the place where the star is, vahav yali. And I saw about this star. It appeared to me, Kimvazer Aboim Grive Bizer de Chardala. There's an area that's big enough to be able to plant 40 measures of mustard seeds. It says, Rishpam, Bizera Aboim Kor Shal Chardal, the Nafish Mishal Shar Zraim. It's the smallest of all the seeds. So therefore, the amount of seeds that are found there are more than any other type of seed, which means you can plant over there tons. And if it would have brought us higher up, if this wave would have brought us even more, then have a miklinan mehavle. We would have got burnt up from the heat of the star. It says, Rishpam, we would have burnt up from the heat. We heard that there was a wave talking to another one. Says Rishbam, Nosam Kolo, Klomar, Sa'ak, yelled out, Kedugmas Tahom El Tahom Kore, yelled out, Vishema Malachim Amamunim Aleim Him. Maybe what this means is the Malachim, the angels that are ruling over these particular waves, and says, Chaverti, hey, my buddy over there, Shavak Mide Ba'alma Delosh Tafte, did you leave over something you didn't destroy? Says Rishbam, because of the fact that it was so high, it thought that it went out of the Sfasayam, Beshatav Zolam, thought it destroyed the world. Did you, is there no you didn't? Did Dinesi Ano Nabde, that I can go and I cannot destroy? Says Rishbam, Oven Ador, because of the sins of the generation. So Amar Lei, he said to him, said back, Puk Chazi Gevurta Demorech. Go and see how powerful your master is, meaning Hashem. Malochuta Chalav V'lo Avri. He doesn't give, if he doesn't give permission, I'm not able to go even the breadth of a hair of the on the sand of the seashore. Right? I'm not able to go out. Rashbam says, Malo Rochav Chut, Eni Yochalitzis Menachol, whatever Hashem wants. She numbers it says, Ha'osi Lo Siro Num Hashem, are you not going to fear me? So says Hashem. You're not going to fear me? Says Rashbam, the Gemara is bringing this now. Im mipanai lo tachilo, you're not going to tremble in front of me? Asher samti chol gvul yam, chok olam v'lo yavrenu, who made the sand, the boundary of the sea, an everlasting statute that's never going to be broken. That's story number two. Okay. Amaraba. Rabba Khan, we need to switch over there. Ladidi Chazili Hormin Bar Lilis. I saw Hormin, the son of Lilis, says the Rashbam Binun Hormin. That's Garcina and Kach Shamati Me'abamari. Va'ani Shamati Hormiz Bezayin, the shade. Kerim Sanhedrin. And this was a shade, it was a demon that, like he says, Sanhedrin Mipalga the Tata the Hormiz. Anyway, the bottom line is I saw this guy, this demon, Kikaroit Akufia de Shura de Mechuze, who's running after there's like a battlefield on the wall of Mechuza. And the V'roi parsha kirachiv chevase mitatoi, and there was a, you know, the soldier who was on a horse that was riding below him. V'lo yachale, and the hormiz wasn't able to catch him. He wasn't able to get him. V'lo yachale, he couldn't get to him. Zimnechada, he wasn't able to catch up with him. And the Rashbam explains that he was running. Umiu hefresh lo haya miskavin lekach. That is that the soldier didn't even know that he's being chased. You see the rachami shamayim, that sometimes things are happening, we don't even know what's going on, and we're being saved or being taken care of. Zimnechana was one time, have a misargon le tarti kudanaisei. One time there were these two mules. Rashbam says shaya uka fisagin sunal pardos. They had these saddles that were on these two mules, Vikaimun, and they were there with Hormis. Beep, turn the page, Argumal base, Atre Gishre Derognag, on two bridges by this river called Rognag, says Rashbam, Shemos on Nahar, Vayu Rechokum Zemizeh, Vayu Medalig Mipardazil Partazil. So they were on two different bridges, like on the other sides of this river, and he was jumping from one to the other. Vishavar Mehai Lahai, he was jumping back and forth. Vinakatre Mizgay the Chemrabiyadin, he had two things of wine. Rashi says, Shneim Malayim Yayin, two cups, Kasa de Chemra, Vayu Morik Tarvayu Biyachad Zeb. Imagine one hand holding one cup, another cup, and he filled it, and there's wine, and he's pouring one to the other, and he wasn't spilling even one drop. The drop still to the ground. And on that day, when this was happening, it was so stormy that if someone was in a boat in the sea, they went up to Shamayim and they went down to the depths. It was a very, very big storm because of that. Until the king heard about this and had him killed. Hormuz was killed. Says Rashbam, what does that mean? Malka the Shidim, was the king of the Shidim who saw this going on over here. It's not the way to go into show. And they killed him. He's showing their tricks. Sorry about this background noise here. I'm in the airport and they're very loud people. I'm in Ethiopia, so these people do not know how to talk quietly. Literally, I have to pause it. They just yell at each other. I don't know. It was the Caesar, and he's worried that the Caesar is going to lose the Malchus. That shade actually was not just a full bread shade. It was rather mi'adam habal a shade. It was a man who had a relationship with a female shade. And the king had him go and killed. Amaraba again, the next story. And this is again, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, says the Misaris Hashas, story number four. Lididi Chazili or Zila Bar Yome. I saw that there was a, Rashbam explains, this is a Re'im that was born that day. A type of animal over here. And it was born, Rashbam says, Re'im ben yom echad, the osa yom nola, that day it was born. The havak har tavor was like the size of har tavor. Rashbam says, Kain haya gadol. That's how big he was. He was humongous. V'har tavor kamahave. And just how big is har tavor? Arba parsi. It's arba parsi, four parsa, which is humongous. This huge, huge things. Umashcha the tzavreit losa parsi, and the length of its neck was three parsa. Ubeimar barsa the reshe parsa upalga, and the resting place for its head was a parsa and a half. Just to get a little size over here, what's going on? This is a bit cray cray. This also comes up in Zvachim, Rashi, Moshe Rashi. Abir Marsha Duration of Barsavaga, Rama Kufta, Visachar Le Liardana. It, Rama Kufta means that use the facilities. Hitl Re, Visachar Re Liardana, Lefisha, Ad Shemesuhu Hambayim Atmat. When he went to the bathroom, it caused a dam to the Yarden, to the Jordan River. And it took slowly, slowly until it finally went away, says Rashbam, and the water was able to continue. That's okay. No comment. Story number five. By the way, I forgot to mention, obviously, there's a lot of depth going on whenever you have a Ganatov, but in particular, these ideas. The Vilna Gaon goes and has a whole shot, and I don't know of all of them, but a lot of them, and others as well. In any event, we're not doing that now. Take a look yourself. I saw there's a particular akukta, which is a tzfardea, which is a frog, a croak. The Hagrunya. It was the size of this particular city. It says Rashi, Gadol Hekosadar, crack like this village. The Akra de Hagrunya, Kamahavi, how big is it? Sheet and Bati, it's 60 houses. Right? That's the Gemara speaking, says Rashbam. Also, Tanina below. So there's this thing, Rabakam, or he goes and says there was a Tanina, this type of thing from the ocean came and swallowed up the frog. Asa pushkansa oblola tanina, and then there was a raven, says Rashbam, a female raven that came along and swallowed up this animal. Vesalik yosu bi'ilana, and then it went and it sat up on a branch. Says Rashbam, al anaf echad keder chalufas, like birds go and do. Tachazi kam enofish kele di'ilana. You can see how strong that tree was that could carry such a big bird. Ira amar papa. If I wasn't there, then lohimni means lohimanti. I wouldn't have believed it in the first place. Story number six. We're going to ship, and we saw that there was a fish there. Rashi says a dag. The asfale achla tina ba'usye, and there was this little sheretz that came on it, sheretz katan, and it came into its nostrils, says Rashbam. And what happened over there? Umis, says the Bach, adds that it died. And the water spit out this dead fish and threw it onto the shore. Rashbam says, he doesn't want this dead thing. Because that's 60 cities, ended up getting destroyed. That's how big this thing was. It fell out and destroyed them all, says Rashbam. And 60 cities were able to eat from its flesh, says Rashbam. It was still fresh. Another 60 salted it, because these ones that are far away and able to eat from it, so they needed to salt it to bring it to eat it later. They filled 300 barrels of oil from one of the eyes, one of the eyeballs. When we came back after 12 months, they were cutting from the bones in order to make little huts over there, and they made the cities that were destroyed over there. So another cray thing. Story number seven. Remember, one time we were around in a boat, we were on the ship. We saw there was a fish over there, but we didn't know it was a fish. The Yasvili Chalsa Agabe, there was some sand that got stuck on it. Vikadach Agma Yilevei, and then there was like this. Stuff started growing on it, like this grass. And Savrina Yabeshli, we thought that it was an island. We got off and we started to bake on it, we started to cook on it. When it got too hot, and the animal started to feel it, it flipped over. If we didn't have that a boat was close by, then we would have drowned. Number eight. We were going in a boat, and when we were traveling between two fins of a fish. There was a fish that had a fin by its head and another fin that was by its tail, and we were going the opposite directions. Try to picture a boat going north and the fish is going south, and they're passing each other. And to get between the two fins, you know how big this fish was? Talasa yom, talasa levas, it took 3 days and three nights. Iub is a kifa, it was going against the wind. Va'anan bishipula, we were going with the wind. That's a huge one. V'chite melo mesagya, mazgayas fintetuva, if you want to say maybe we weren't going so fast. Kiyosar Avdimi, Amar Avdimi says, he said, you want to know how fast it was going? Kemecham kumkuma damaya, the amount of time it takes you to go ahead and to fill up a kumkum of water, you know, like a pot of water, to heat it up. Mazgaya shitin parsi, the ship went 60 parsa. Vishadi parsi giri vikadmale, and there were people that were shooting, you know, from the army, arrows on the land, and it was going faster than the actual arrow. From Ravash, Ravash says, ha-hu gilduna di yama avai, this is called the Gildon of the Yama, the Gildon of the Sea, the Isle Treshatze, because it has two fins. And says Rashbam that most of them don't have that. They have only one. And the Gildon is actually a small fish, relatively speaking. Dag Ze, Havimi Dagim Ketanim Shebiyam. And other Dagim, they only have one snap here. One in the middle of the back, but this one had two of them. Number nine, Vamra Rabbi Chana, Zim the Chana Hava, Zim the Besvitot, Tom is going above the Chazan, who Tzipor, we said it was a bird. The Kaimat Kurt Sulei B'mai, was standing up to its ankles in the water. So we thought, okay, wow. To its ankles, Vereshia Berkia, but its head went up to Shamayim. Farmina Lekamayim, we must have said there's not so much water over here because it's going up to its ankles, right? It says respond, that's what we thought. It wasn't so deep because the water's up to its ankles. Obina and Lechus La Kure Nafshim, we wanted to jump in there in order to cool ourselves off, take a swim. Vanoka Baska, La Baska came out, Farmalan, it said to us, Lo Te Chusacha, do not go down over here. Then obviously Chasita the Bainagra, there's a carpenter who dropped his axe in this water, and Hoshev Shnin, Shnei, it was already 7 years have passed, for Lo Kamatya Ara, and it hasn't yet reached the bottom. V'lamishum d'nefishimaya, says Rosh Bam, it's not only because it's so deep that it hit the bottom. Elamishum d'rut fimaya, the water is crazy. It's going thrashing back and forth. You won't survive if you get in there. Amr Avash, Avash, he says, Ahu ziz sadaihu, this bird that its head was in the sky is called the moving thing of the field. Dichsev viziz sadai imadi. Pasuk says in Tehillim, the moving thing of the field is with me. The response says because its head is up there. Rosha megiel rakia. Therefore, it's considered like it's with me. So number 10, v'amur rechana zim nechana hava ka azlin b'midbara. We were once in the midbar in the desert. We saw there was a bunch of avazim, lots of geese. The shamti got fire mishmane mishamnayu. Its feathers fell out because of how fatty it was. Rashbam says no fellas, no such halamiro. Shuman was very, very fatty, and therefore the feather fell out. The konagdi nachli the mishchami tusayin. There were these oil, like a river of oil was coming out of it, was streaming out of it. So fat it was. Amina lehu. So we said to them, Islan begavaychu chelka lama daasi. Do we gonna get reward from you in the next world? Like chadadal, from how fat you are we gonna be able to enjoy you in olam haba? Chadadal fi gad. For one of them lifted up its wing. Rishpam says to show this. Yes, you're gonna get this there. He beil kanaf. Ramazeh chelka zeh chelka chalasa lama. This is gonna be your chelik in the next world. Vechadadal yamta. The other one picked up its thigh, which is saying the same idea. Ki asi lekamid Rabbi Elazar Amali. When I came from Rabbi Elazar, he said to me, Asidin Solitin Alayim is a din. There's going to be a din on them because of this. And what does it mean? It's going to be a din on them. What it means is because this was Bam, Shemachatosim is Akiv Mashiach. Because of their Chatoim, Mashiach was held from coming. Vishlam Tsar Balechayim, Laosan of Ozim, Machmas Shumnam. And these geese were so fat and they were having Tsar Balechayim because of it. And there's going to be a din on those Rishayim that didn't let Mashiach come because of that. I know it's in parentheses, but we'll read this anyway. Simon for the next story is Ka'afra Tchelta Traxe Akraba Lasalte. Right? He's going to see like a bunch of things with an Arab merchant. And it says, like the earth of blue wool, a scorpion stung his basket. Story number 11. V'amra Rechana Zimnechad Dahavakazin. One time I was going along in the midbar. V'slavib Adlan Ahutaya. And there was this Arab merchant who was coming along with us, says Rashbam, Socher Yishmael. And Dahavashakil Afra, when he would take dirt, Umorach Leh, and then he would give it a shmek. He would smell the dirt. Vami would say, Ha'orcha l'duchta plan. This is the way to get to this particular place. Ha'orcha l'duchta plan. This is the way to get to that particular place. Each bead of dirt he was able to smell. Amrina Leh, we said to him, Kama merechakinan mimaya. How far are we from water? For Amrlan, he said to us, Havali Afra, give me some dirt. Yavina Leh, we gave to him. For Amrlan, and he had to smell it. For Amrlan, tamde pas parse. He said, you're 8 parsa away from water. Tanin Vyavina Leh, again, we did it again with other dirt from another place. And Amrlan, he said to us, that we were 3 parsa away from it, afchisle, and we switched the dirt. We gave him back the original dirt that we had given to him. We're trying to trick him. Rashban say, afchinan, the high afra, linasoso amayabaki kochach. This guy really knows what he's doing. Vleichilisle, and we weren't over to outdo him. In other words, whatever we gave him, he actually knew the different types of dirt. What they were alluding to. And we'll do one more story for the row. This is number 12 over here. Amar Li. So Rabbi Chana said to this Arab guy, the Arab guy said to me, Ta achve lach meisei midbar. Come, I'm going to show you those that died during the times when they were in the midbar. meaning during the times when they were, you know, those the Yidden that died in Har Sinai for the 40 years. Asli chasisinhu, I went and I saw them, v'damu kaman demibasmi, and they looked like they were drunk. Rashbam says that their faces were shining like it. Shayu shochavim depanim tsuhuvos kishtuya yayin. Obviously, they died a long, long time ago, but they looked like very, very fresh, like they were drunk. Beep, turn the page. Ayin dalet. Veganu aparkid, and they were lying on their backs. Vahavaz kifa birki dechad binayu, and the knee of one of them was sticking up. Rashbam says, Shayu shochavim depanim tsuhuvos kishtuya yayin. Always said, right? Depanim lamayla. Right, their faces were up, and one of them had their knee that was sticking up. The Arab came, this merchant guy, and he went under the knee of this guy. He says, he went underneath it. We understand how tall it was. He went under it, Kirachav Gamal, when he was on a camel, which is obviously very high. It was a Kifa Rumche with his spear up in the sticking up. For Lo Nagabein, he still didn't touch the leg of this person. That's how high it was. Paski Chad the Chad Minayu. I cut off a corner of one of them, which had tzitzis on it. Rashbam says, kind of the kanafa talis, avil ifnei chachamim limol b'menu din sitzes, he give shami, he give silik. Come on, to see, do we pass like b'shami, do we like b'silik? We're going to see. V'lo havim mistagelan, but we weren't able to move. That is, says Rashbam, the animals that we were on, we weren't able to move. Our Melisa Arab guy said to me, Dilma shakal to midi minayu, maybe you took something for them? Ahadre, you go and you return it right now. So the Gemiri, because you know we have a tradition. Man deshakom midi minayanu, who takes anything from them, lo mistagile, is not able to go and to continue. You won't be able to move. Right, so don't mess with this over here. Asli ahadarte, I went and I returned it. I put it back. Vahadar mistagilan, and then we were able to go out and to continue on our way. Kya asayla came in the abadim, we came in front of the abadim. Amali, they said to him, kol abba chamra. This is a big diss. They were dissing. It says, Kol Abba Chamra. Says Rashbam, Kol Abba Chamra, Rabba Bar Barchana. Hainu Rabbi Abba Barchana. So this is called Rabbi Abba, is Rabba. Kamo Kin Ravina, Kamo Rav Avina. So that's Ravina's name is actually Rav Avina. Amazing. And Rabbi Barchana is really Rabbi Abba Barchana. So they said, this guy is Kol Abba Chamra, is as silly as a donkey. Sichsa is a fool. Rashbam says Shoita. Kedemirin Bechelek Avdekan Sichsan is a fool. Lamai Hichsa Avarat Achi. What was the reason you did that to cut off the tzitzis? For what purpose? Says Rashbam. Lamai Hichsa Pasak Talim. Mishum Debayis Lamichse Yalach. You want to show the Alach is like Beishamai. The Pligi Besechas Menachos. Bechokas the Tanaban and Kamachutin. Who knows in Beishamai Omim Arba Beisilomim. Shlosha v'kametehei mishuleshes. Do you want to know what the halacha was? Lamei the ike b'shami ike b'silo. B'shami said he four doubled over make eight, and b'silo say three doubled over and six. And we go like b'shami over here. Right, these are exceptions over here that we generally go like b'silo, but this is an exception to the rule. Ibai lan lemimne chutin lemimne chulios. If that's the case, then you should have counted the threads and counted the sections before you put it back, and then you would know. Says Rashbam, that is that Makmid Ta'adri Vitesi Vitabil, just count and tell us, and then we would know exactly what's going on over here. Why don't you just count? Okay, my friends, with that, we're going to stop over here. Until next time, continue on, God willing, with the stories next half. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.